Good morning. Good morning, beautiful, beautiful person listening to this. This is Sherry, and I woke up to find a poem in my inbox by my wonderful, so talented friend, Rosemary. And I just thought, you know, I want to share this with you. And I wanted to share some other things after that. I have something in mind that I want to offer as a space where we could all gather, and perhaps I could offer. Can you tell? I have 1,000 thoughts in my head all at the same time. It's like they all wanted to tumble out in one small moment. I want to offer a space where I can share some of the really helpful and supportive and calming tools and practices that I have, because I've been so fortunate. As many of you know, I have two different mentors in my life, one of whom is my Zen teacher, Sherry Huber, who I've been practicing with for 30 years, and the other is Brendan Burchard, who is a high performance coach and someone who is always holding the space for people to live their best life, even when things are like they are now, which is completely frightening and scary. And so I've been thinking a lot about just how fortunate I am to have this Simply Celebrate community of people that, I mean, I know I haven't even met most of you in person. Some of you I've been fortunate enough to talk to on the phone. Some of you I've been lucky enough to share email exchanges with. But I just love you. And this morning, there was this well of gratitude that there are people that I know are out there with these generous, loving, caring hearts who I know, you know, there's probably a whole range of ways that you're all feeling right now. And so I woke up just knowing I wanted to reach out via a voice message. And I also want to put on the schedule a time for us to gather. And of course, this will be free. And it's just a place where I'm thinking it might be something like a little bit of a coaching call mixed in with some time for people just to talk and share and express what's going on. That's kind of what I'm thinking. And I'll post a date when I post this voice note. But I wanted to just say that I really believe there's so much good happening right now. Not only do I believe that, I know that because I've been experiencing it. And I also know there's the flip side, right? I know that there's so much fear and anxiety and worry, and there's so much loss. Obviously, loss of lives, loss of health, loss of jobs and income and financial security. There's just so many losses of social interaction and fun things that people had planned with people they love, and weddings and funerals and children's graduations. And it, you know, one could fall into a really dark pit of loss, but one could also fall into this bright, wide, amazing expanse of goodness that has been happening. Sometimes I'm in complete awe of the way that people have stepped up to show love, to share what they know. I've been keeping a list, which I'm sure I'll share with you at some point. It's just a baby list at the moment, but I've just started keeping a list for myself of people who are offering yoga and dance online, people who are offering classes for free online, people who are offering support of various kinds online. It's so beautiful. And as many of you know, and some of you have participated in, my friend Rosemary, who's actually, coincidence, that's whose poem I'm going to read you. My friend Rosemary and I have a group called the Secret Agents of Change. And people have been posting in our Facebook group all of the various ways that they've been reaching out to people who are sick or lonely or shut in. I mean, everybody's shut in now, but, you know, people who are not able to go get groceries, people who are scared. And it's so beautiful, so beautiful how creative people are right now. And everybody, I think, by now knows that quote by Mr. Rogers of look for the helpers. And I've been resting in that place myself over the last couple of weeks, not only in the sense of looking for those stories, gathering those stories, trying to perpetuate those kinds of stories, but also to be one of those stories, you know, to be the helper right now, and not to fall into the fear that is right over there, where I can see it, I can see where it's I can see where it's lurking. But I feel very strongly about being an energy force right now that is calm and loving and generous, and as much as I can to offer love. As you all know, like that's kind of what always has saved me, you know, whether it was 30 years ago when I was in that suicidal phase, or all these years in between when I have been, you know, on the brink of my own sort of personal darkness or depression. It's always what saves me is moving to that place of love and light. Those pinpricks of light, still my practice today, you know, more than ever. I know I've been kind of rambly, and I want to keep this under 10 minutes, so I'm going to read this poem to you. And I just want you to know I love you. I'm here. We're all here together, even if we're geographically far apart. Energetically, we're in the same space. You know, energetically, we can create this really loving, safe space. I really do believe that. Here's my poem. Not my poem. It's Rosemary Witola Tromer's poem that is called What I Can Do. And she says, for my children, for all children. And I'm adding to that, for all children at heart, for all people who are scared, for everyone. I want to give you the kind of day we didn't have today. A day when the wide blue sky makes you rush outside. When we go to the park and meet your friends and you run to greet them. You hug and play chase and tag and tackle and whisper in each other's ears. I want to give you a day warmed through by laughter, with crisp green leaves already on the trees. And on our way home, we could stop for ice cream and joke with a woman at the counter about how there's not much news to share. A day when you can't imagine being afraid, when you fall asleep not wondering when someone we know will die. Instead, the world gives us this day. This day, with its fears and its warnings. And I give you what I can. A scarf to play dress up in. A homemade pumpkin pie dance party in the kitchen. 3 tired and perfect words. Open arms. A reminder, the sleet will make the grass green. Secrets I will keep for now to myself. The slow tide of my breath beside you as you fall asleep. That is my beautiful friend Rosemary. And you know what? I'll include this poem in the text when I send you this voice note so that you can have it and maybe send it on. I think it's so beautiful, especially that last line. The slow tide of my breath beside you as you fall asleep. I think that to me says everything about this moment right now and my wish to show up for people as a place of calm and peace and love. You know, I have this feeling, even as I'm talking to you, that we're just sitting side by side, right? We're just sitting in all of this, maybe sitting on a porch, 6 feet apart, of course, but able to hold it all and able to stay steady in it all and able to offer comfort to one another through it all. Thank you for listening to this, and I hope to see many of you next week when I do a coaching call and open up a circle for us all to be together. All right. Big love to you. Bye-bye.